We are at ATIA and speaking with David Dichter. He's the executive director of ATIA. Thanks for dropping by, David, and tell us a little bit about what the organization is, because many people don't know.
So ATIA is the Assistive Technology Industry Association. So for anyone who uses any technology, any assistive technology, we have 130 plus members, all of whom are the companies and manufacturers and resellers and vendors of assistive technology. From screen readers to low vision devices to braille displays and all of that technology.
And this is your 10th anniversary, is that correct?
This is our 10th anniversary. We've been holding our annual conference in Orlando for 10 years, and we have been really excited to grow and expand our educational programs and the broad-based nature of our event and the exhibit hall as well.
Now, those of us living in the Midwest will be excited. I believe you're doing an event in Chicago this year, is that correct?
We are. In the end of October, we have an event that we're launching in Chicago, right outside of the city of Chicago, in Schaumburg, which a lot of folks know. And we really know that there is a greater need to help folks really get access to both the professional development and education they need, and also an opportunity for hands-on the technology itself, and to be able to explore and make really quality decisions about the technology that they might need or want, and get some time to see it all. So we are opening up a show in Schaumburg in October and believe it will be a huge success. And we have lots of outreach that we're doing within Chicago. We're partnering with the Chicago Lighthouse, and we are partnering with other organizations. And if there are organizations that any of your listeners have in mind, they can let us know as well. You'd want to keep in touch with us through our website, atia.org, to be able to keep up with when and where and what events are happening. Our call for speakers for that event, which is open to anyone to come and do a presentation, just opened last week. So that'll be open for about a month and a half.
Very good. And then what are you doing the rest of the year? You have the big conference here, but...
We have this conference. We have Chicago. We have some partnerships and relationships with some programs, the National Assistive Technology Act programs. We're very involved in the accessible instructional materials arena and work with some organizations and American Foundation for the Blind on some of that work, as well as our members and kind of the work with our members and kind of really addressing their needs as businesses and reaching out and marketing to their customers and helping get the word out and get awareness built that all these technologies are here.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing here and why we're broadcasting live, is to get the word out so that people know that there are choices and help them make informed decisions. So we thank you for dropping by. We appreciate all your efforts and wish you well the next 10 years as you grow.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.
And that's at ATIA.org.